Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Vice President Mike Pence is in St. Louis. He's talking up administration programs and doing a little politicking along the way. Joining me now is St. Louis Public Radio political reporter Joe Manis. She is covering a Pence event downtown. Joe, what's the story so far?
Okay, well, Pence has left. Pretty much everybody has left. I'm just standing here in the ballroom while they're taking everything down. He spoke for about half an hour, promoted basically President Donald Trump's record during his 18 months in office so far, said that it has been 18 months of action, 18 months of results, and he says 18 months of promises kept. That was probably his strongest statement. He was focusing a lot on the tax cuts, but also focused a lot on bashing U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, who he is campaigning for her chief Republican opponent, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, who actually introduced him on stage. Hawley, it was rather interesting in that Hawley's remarks, he focused a lot on his opposition to abortion and focused a lot on Pence's record in opposition to abortion, which I thought was rather interesting that he focused on that more in the introduction.
What kind of a crowd and what kind of enthusiasm for the vice president?
Well, several hundred people were here. Many of them were local small business people. They had them raise their hand at one point. So there's a lot of local people, strong supporters, some local political leaders, local GOP activists. But the loudest applause came when Pence declared that the Trump administration will never get rid of ICE, which is an acronym for the law enforcement agency that has been at the forefront of the going after illegal immigrants. And that got a huge round of applause. And he also pledged that they were committed to building the wall. That got a lot of applause. And then he talked a lot about supporting the president's judicial nominees, especially his latest one for the U.S. Supreme Court, which Hawley had also mentioned in his introduction, saying that that was a key thing for defending our values. Now, I'm using quotes around that. That was Hawley's phrase. So that was the key message here. And then right afterwards, Pence left with Hawley, and they are at a fundraising event for Hawley, which is private, as he tries to raise more money to go to challenge McCaskill. Hawley is expected to easily win the primary in a few weeks. But right now he trails her dramatically in money.
Yeah, I was just going to say he needs the money because she's so far ahead. What about protests? We have been told to anticipate some possible protests.
Well, there was a couple hundred people, at least 100, no more, that were right across the street. I mean, the Marriott's on Washington Avenue downtown. The protesters were behind barricades across the street. They were here early, around 8 o'clock, so they were basically here for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. A lot of them were either shouting about their support for health care, support for protecting and coverage for pre-existing conditions, support for protecting reproductive rights for women. There were several women's rights speakers who were speaking with a bullhorn at various times. And they were loud, but they were orderly. They didn't go crazy. Now, one woman did get inside the hall, she, near the end of Pence's remarks, she was sitting near the back. She shouted her concern about the administration separating immigrant children from their parents, and then unveiled a T-shirt she had that said, "It's Mueller time." So, and then she was escorted out. From what I'm told, she was not arrested.
Well, for the go ahead.
That was the only incident, and the audience booed. So that was the only incident that occurred during his appearance.
We have to move along, but we should point out that the vice president is also campaigning for Mike Bost over in Illinois later this afternoon.
Correct.
Joe, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on this. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much.